Gravitation. By Charles W. Meisner, Kip S. Thorne, John Archibald Wheeler. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Gravitation, written by Charles W. Meisner, Kip S. Thorne, and John Archibald Wheeler, is a comprehensive and detailed exploration of the theory of gravitation. The book is divided into three parts: Part 1, which covers the basic principles of gravitation, Part 2, which covers the applications of gravitation, and Part 3, which covers the mathematical tools used to study gravitation. Part 1 begins with an introduction to the basic principles of gravitation, including Newton's law of gravitation, the equivalence principle, and the principle of general relativity. It then moves on to discuss the mathematical tools used to study gravitation, such as tensors, the metric tensor, and the geodesic equation. The authors also discuss the various types of gravitational fields, such as the Schwarzschild field, the Kerr field, and the Reissner-Nordström field. Part 2 covers the applications of gravitation, including the motion of particles in a gravitational field, the motion of light in a gravitational field, and the motion of extended bodies in a gravitational field. The authors also discuss the effects of gravitation on the structure of the universe, such as the expansion of the universe and the formation of galaxies. Part 3 covers the mathematical tools used to study gravitation, such as the calculus of variations, the theory of differential equations, and the theory of partial differential equations. The authors also discuss the various methods used to solve the equations of gravitation, such as the perturbation method and the numerical integration method. Gravitation is an essential resource for anyone interested in the study of gravitation. It provides a comprehensive and detailed exploration of the theory of gravitation, from the basic principles to the applications and mathematical tools used to study it. The authors provide a clear and concise explanation of the various topics, making it an invaluable resource for students and researchers alike. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. General relativity. General relativity is a theory of gravity that explains the behavior of objects in the universe. It states that gravity is a result of the curvature of spacetime caused by the presence of mass and energy. This theory has been used to explain phenomena such as black holes, gravitational waves, and the expansion of the universe. Main idea number 2. Spacetime. Spacetime is a four-dimensional continuum that combines the three spatial dimensions of length, width, and height with the temporal dimension of time. It is the fundamental structure of the universe and is used to describe the motion of objects in the universe. Main idea number 3. Black holes. Black holes are regions of spacetime where the gravitational pull is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. They are formed when a massive star collapses and are characterized by their event horizons, which are the boundaries beyond which nothing can escape. Main idea number 4. Gravitational waves. Gravitational waves are ripples in spacetime caused by the acceleration of massive objects. They are predicted by general relativity and have been observed by scientists using the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, LIGO. Main idea number 5. Cosmology. Cosmology is the study of the origin, evolution, and structure of the universe. It is used to explain the large-scale structure of the universe and the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets. Main idea number 6. Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological model that explains the origin of the universe. It states that the universe began from a hot and dense state and has been expanding ever since. Main idea number 7. Dark matter and dark energy. dark matter and dark energy are two mysterious components of the universe that are believed to make up most of its mass and energy. They are invisible and have yet to be directly observed, but their presence is inferred from their gravitational effects on visible matter. Main idea number 8. Inflationary theory. Inflationary theory is a cosmological model that explains the rapid expansion of the universe shortly after the Big Bang. It states that the universe underwent a period of exponential growth, which explains the uniformity of the universe on large scales. Main idea number 9. Quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics is a theory of physics that explains the behavior of matter and energy on the atomic and subatomic scales. It is used to describe phenomena such as wave-particle duality, entanglement, and the uncertainty principle. Main idea number 10. String theory. String theory is a theory of physics that attempts to unify the four fundamental forces of nature. It states that all matter and energy is composed of tiny vibrating strings, which can explain phenomena such as black holes and the Big Bang. Main idea number 11. Cosmological constant. The cosmological constant is a term in Einstein's field equations of general relativity that describes the energy density of the vacuum of space. It is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe and the existence of dark energy. Main idea number 12. Mach's principle. Mach's principle is a philosophical idea that states that the inertial properties of an object are determined by the distribution of matter in the universe. It is used to explain the origin of inertia and the behavior of objects in the universe. Main idea number 13. Singularities. Singularities are points in spacetime where the curvature of spacetime becomes infinite. They are believed to exist at the center of black holes and at the beginning of the universe during the Big Bang. Main idea number 14. Wormholes. Wormholes are hypothetical tunnels in spacetime that connect two distant points in the universe. They are predicted by general relativity and could potentially be used for interstellar travel. Main idea number 15. Event horizons. Event horizons are boundaries in spacetime beyond which nothing, not even light, can escape. They are believed to exist around black holes and are used to define their boundaries. Main idea number 16. Hawking radiation. Hawking radiation is a form of radiation that is predicted to be emitted by black holes. It is believed to be caused by quantum effects near the event horizon and could potentially be used to study black holes. Main idea number 17. Gravitational lensing. Gravitational lensing is a phenomenon in which light is bent by the gravitational field of a massive object. It is used to study distant objects in the universe and to detect the presence of dark matter. Main idea number 18. Cosmic microwave background. The cosmic microwave background is a faint radiation that is believed to be the remnant of the Big Bang. It is used to study the early universe and to test cosmological models. Main idea number 19. Cosmic inflation. Cosmic inflation is a period of rapid expansion of the universe shortly after the Big Bang. It is used to explain the uniformity of the universe on large scales and the origin of structure in the universe. Main idea number 20. Quantum gravity. Quantum gravity is a theory of physics that attempts to unify quantum mechanics and general relativity. It is used to explain phenomena such as black holes and the Big Bang and could potentially be used to describe the behavior of matter and energy on the smallest scales. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. General relativity is a theory of gravity that explains the behavior of objects in the universe. It states that gravity is a result of the curvature of spacetime caused by the presence of mass and energy. This theory has been used to explain phenomena such as black holes, gravitational waves, and the expansion of the universe. According to general relativity, the presence of mass and energy causes spacetime to curve, and this curvature affects the motion of objects in the universe. For example, a massive object such as a star will cause spacetime to curve around it, and this curvature will affect the motion of other objects in its vicinity. This explains why objects in the universe move in the way that they do. General relativity also explains the phenomenon of gravitational waves. These are ripples in spacetime that are created when two massive objects interact. These waves travel outward from the source, carrying energy and information about the source with them. This phenomenon has been observed in recent years, and it provides further evidence for the validity of general relativity. Finally, general relativity explains the expansion of the universe. According to the theory, the universe is expanding due to the presence of dark energy, which is a mysterious form of energy that is causing the universe to expand at an accelerated rate. This phenomenon has been observed and is further evidence for the validity of general relativity. Main idea number 2. Spacetime is a concept that has been used to explain the behavior of objects in the universe since the early 20th century. It is a four-dimensional continuum that combines the three spatial dimensions of length, width, and height with the temporal dimension of time. This structure is used to describe the motion of objects in the universe, and it is the fundamental structure of the universe. In spacetime, the three spatial dimensions are represented by coordinates x, y, and z, while the temporal dimension is represented by the coordinate t. This structure allows us to describe the motion of objects in the universe in terms of their position and velocity in spacetime. For example, if an object is moving in a straight line, its position in spacetime can be described by a single point, while its velocity can be described by a vector. Spacetime is also used to describe the effects of gravity. According to the theory of general relativity, gravity is a result of the curvature of spacetime caused by the presence of mass. This curvature affects the motion of objects in the universe, and it is this effect that is responsible for the phenomenon of gravity. Spacetime is an important concept in physics, and it is used to explain many of the phenomena that we observe in the universe. It is a fundamental structure of the universe, and it is used to describe the motion of objects in the universe. Main idea number 3. Black holes are regions of spacetime where the gravitational pull is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. They are formed when a massive star collapses and are characterized by their event horizons, which are the boundaries beyond which nothing can escape. Black holes are incredibly dense objects, with a mass that can be millions or billions of times greater than that of the Sun. This extreme density causes the curvature of spacetime to become so great that it creates a point of no return, where anything that enters the event horizon is doomed to be pulled into the black hole. The intense gravitational pull of a black hole can also cause matter to be accelerated to near the speed of light, creating a powerful jet of radiation that can be seen from far away. This radiation is known as Hawking radiation, and is named after the physicist Stephen Hawking, who first proposed its existence. Black holes can also merge with other black holes, creating even more powerful objects known as supermassive black holes. These supermassive black holes are believed to exist at the center of most galaxies, including our own Milky Way. Black holes are mysterious objects that continue to fascinate scientists and the public alike. Despite their immense power, they are still largely mysterious, and much of their behavior remains a mystery. As technology and our understanding of the universe continues to improve, we may one day be able to unlock the secrets of these mysterious objects. Main idea number 4. Gravitational waves are a fascinating phenomenon predicted by Einstein's theory of general relativity. They are ripples in the fabric of spacetime caused by the acceleration of massive objects, such as black holes or neutron stars. These waves travel at the speed of light and can carry information about the source of the wave, such as its mass, spin, and distance from Earth. The Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, LIGO, is a large-scale experiment designed to detect these waves. It consists of two detectors located in the United States, one in Washington and one in Louisiana. These detectors measure the tiny changes in the length of a laser beam caused by the passage of a gravitational wave. By comparing the data from both detectors, scientists can determine the direction and strength of the wave. The detection of gravitational waves has opened up a new field of astronomy, allowing us to observe the universe in a way that was previously impossible. It has also provided evidence for the existence of black holes and neutron stars, and has allowed us to study the behavior of these objects in greater detail. Main idea number 5. Cosmology is a fascinating field of study that seeks to understand the origin, evolution, and structure of the universe. It is a branch of astronomy that studies the universe on the largest scales, from the very beginning of time to the present day. Cosmologists use a variety of tools and techniques to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, computer simulations, and mathematical models. By studying the universe on the largest scales, cosmologists can gain insight into the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets, as well as the evolution of the universe over time. Cosmology is a complex and ever-evolving field of study, and new discoveries are constantly being made. Cosmologists use a variety of tools and techniques to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, computer simulations, and mathematical models. By studying the universe on the largest scales, cosmologists can gain insight into the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets, as well as the evolution of the universe over time. Cosmologists also use their knowledge of the universe to make predictions about the future of the universe, such as the eventual fate of the universe. Cosmology is an important field of study that helps us to understand the universe on the largest scales. By studying the origin, evolution, and structure of the universe, cosmologists can gain insight into the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets, as well as the evolution of the universe over time. Cosmology is a complex and ever-evolving field of study, and new discoveries are constantly being made. Cosmologists use a variety of tools and techniques to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, computer simulations, and mathematical models. Main idea number 6. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological model that explains the origin of the universe. It states that the universe began from a hot and dense state and has been expanding ever since. This theory is supported by observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation, which is a remnant of the intense heat and light that was released during the initial expansion. The Big Bang Theory also explains the abundance of light elements such as hydrogen and helium, which were created in the first few minutes of the universe's existence. Additionally, the theory explains the observed redshift of distant galaxies, which is evidence that the universe is expanding. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin of the universe. It is based on the idea that the universe began from a single point, or singularity, and has been expanding ever since. This expansion is thought to have been triggered by a sudden release of energy, known as inflation. This inflationary period is believed to have lasted for a fraction of a second, and is thought to have been responsible for the rapid expansion of the universe. The Big Bang Theory also explains the observed abundance of light elements, such as hydrogen and helium, which were created in the first few minutes of the universe's existence. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin of the universe. It is based on the idea that the universe began from a single point, or singularity, and has been expanding ever since. This expansion is thought to have been triggered by a sudden release of energy, known as inflation. This inflationary period is believed to have lasted for a fraction of a second, and is thought to have been responsible for the rapid expansion of the universe. Additionally, the theory explains the observed redshift of distant galaxies, which is evidence that the universe is expanding. The Big Bang Theory is a powerful and widely accepted explanation for the origin of the universe. It is based on the idea that the universe began from a single point, or singularity, and has been expanding ever since. This expansion is thought to have been triggered by a sudden release of energy, known as inflation. This inflationary period is believed to have lasted for a fraction of a second, and is thought to have been responsible for the rapid expansion of the universe. Additionally, the theory explains the observed abundance of light elements, such as hydrogen and helium, which were created in the first few minutes of the universe's existence, as well as the observed redshift of distant galaxies, which is evidence that the universe is expanding. Main idea number 7. Dark matter and dark energy are two mysterious components of the universe that are believed to make up most of its mass and energy. They are invisible and have yet to be directly observed, but their presence is inferred from their gravitational effects on visible matter. Dark matter is believed to account for around 85% of the total mass of the universe, while dark energy is thought to make up the remaining 15%. Dark matter is believed to be composed of particles that interact only weakly with ordinary matter, and it is thought to be responsible for the gravitational effects that hold galaxies together. Dark energy, on the other hand, is believed to be a form of energy that is spread uniformly throughout the universe and is responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. It is thought to be the dominant form of energy in the universe, and its exact nature is still unknown. The study of dark matter and dark energy is an active area of research, and scientists are still trying to understand their properties and effects on the universe. By studying these mysterious components of the universe, scientists hope to gain a better understanding of the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 8. Inflationary theory is a cosmological model that explains the rapid expansion of the universe shortly after the Big Bang. It states that the universe underwent a period of exponential growth, which explains the uniformity of the universe on large scales. This period of rapid expansion is known as inflation, and it is believed to have lasted for a fraction of a second. During this time, the universe expanded faster than the speed of light, resulting in a uniform distribution of matter and energy. This uniformity is what allows us to observe the same features in the universe today, regardless of our location in space. Inflationary theory also explains the origin of the cosmic microwave background radiation, which is a remnant of the Big Bang. This radiation is believed to have been created during the inflationary period, and it is still detectable today. Inflationary theory also explains the origin of the large-scale structure of the universe, such as galaxies and clusters of galaxies. This structure is believed to have been created by quantum fluctuations during the inflationary period. Inflationary theory is an important part of modern cosmology, and it has been supported by a variety of observations. It is an essential part of the standard model of cosmology, and it is widely accepted by the scientific community. Inflationary theory is an important part of our understanding of the universe, and it provides a framework for understanding the origin and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 9. Quantum mechanics is a theory of physics that explains the behavior of matter and energy on the atomic and subatomic scales. It is based on the idea that matter and energy can exist in discrete units, or quanta, and that these quanta can interact with each other in ways that are not fully understood. This interaction is described by the mathematical equations of quantum mechanics. These equations describe the behavior of particles, such as electrons, protons, and neutrons, as well as the behavior of light and other forms of radiation. The equations of quantum mechanics are used to explain phenomena such as wave-particle duality, entanglement, and the uncertainty principle. Wave-particle duality states that particles can behave like waves and vice versa. Entanglement is a phenomenon in which two particles become linked in such a way that they can influence each other even when separated by large distances. The uncertainty principle states that it is impossible to know both the position and momentum of a particle at the same time. Quantum mechanics has been used to explain a wide range of phenomena, from the behavior of atoms and molecules to the behavior of stars and galaxies. It has also been used to develop new technologies, such as quantum computing and quantum cryptography. Quantum mechanics is an essential part of modern physics and is used to understand the behavior of matter and energy on the smallest scales. Main idea number 10. String theory is a theory of physics that attempts to unify the four fundamental forces of nature. It states that all matter and energy is composed of tiny vibrating strings, which can explain phenomena such as black holes and the Big Bang. String theory is based on the idea that the fundamental particles of nature are not point-like, but rather one-dimensional strings. These strings vibrate at different frequencies, giving rise to the different particles of nature. The theory also suggests that there are extra dimensions of space-time, beyond the four we are familiar with. This could explain why gravity is so weak compared to the other forces. String theory has been used to explain a variety of phenomena, such as the origin of the universe, the nature of dark matter, and the behavior of black holes. It has also been used to explain the behavior of quarks and leptons, the building blocks of matter. String theory has been used to develop a variety of models of the universe, including the inflationary universe and the cyclic universe. It has also been used to develop a variety of theories of quantum gravity, such as loop quantum gravity and superstring theory. String theory is still a relatively new field of physics, and there is much work to be done before it can be fully understood. However, it has already provided a wealth of insight into the nature of the universe, and it is likely to continue to do so in the future. Main idea number 11. The cosmological constant is a term in Einstein's field equations of general relativity that describes the energy density of the vacuum of space. It is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe and the existence of dark energy. This constant is represented by the Greek letter lambda and is usually denoted as lambda. It is a measure of the energy density of the vacuum of space and is related to the curvature of spacetime. The cosmological constant was first proposed by Einstein in 1917 as a way to explain the observed static nature of the universe. However, it was later abandoned when Edwin Hubble discovered that the universe was expanding. In 1998, observations of distant supernovae showed that the universe was not only expanding, but accelerating. This led to the revival of the cosmological constant as a possible explanation for the accelerated expansion. The cosmological constant is an important concept in modern cosmology, as it is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe and the existence of dark energy. It is also related to the curvature of spacetime, and is an important factor in the study of the evolution of the universe. Main idea number 12. Mach's principle is a philosophical idea proposed by physicist Ernst Mach in the late 19th century. It states that the inertial properties of an object are determined by the distribution of matter in the universe. In other words, the inertia of an object is determined by the gravitational influence of all the other matter in the universe. This means that the inertia of an object is not an intrinsic property of the object itself, but is instead determined by the distribution of matter in the universe. The idea of Mach's principle has been used to explain the origin of inertia and the behavior of objects in the universe. It has been used to explain why objects move in a straight line when no external forces are applied, and why objects resist changes in their motion. It has also been used to explain why the universe appears to be expanding, and why the universe appears to be homogeneous and isotropic. Mach's principle has been the subject of much debate and discussion over the years, and it remains an open question in physics. While some physicists have argued that it is an important principle that should be taken into account when considering the behavior of objects in the universe, others have argued that it is not a valid principle and should not be taken into account. Main idea number 13. Singularities are points in spacetime where the curvature of spacetime becomes infinite. They are believed to exist at the center of black holes and at the beginning of the universe during the Big Bang. Singularities are regions of spacetime where the laws of physics break down, and the normal rules of spacetime no longer apply. This is because the curvature of spacetime becomes so great that it is impossible to measure or predict what will happen in that region. In the case of black holes, the singularity is believed to be a point of infinite density, where the gravitational pull is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. In the case of the Big Bang, the singularity is believed to be the point at which the universe began, and all matter and energy were concentrated in a single point. Singularities are difficult to study, as they are regions of spacetime where the laws of physics break down. However, scientists have been able to make some predictions about what might happen in these regions. For example, it is believed that the singularity at the center of a black hole is surrounded by an event horizon, which is a boundary beyond which nothing, not even light, can escape. It is also believed that the singularity at the beginning of the universe was the source of all matter and energy, and that it was responsible for the expansion of the universe. Singularities are fascinating and mysterious regions of spacetime, and scientists are still trying to understand them better. By studying these regions, we can gain a better understanding of the universe and its origins. Main idea number 14. Wormholes are a fascinating concept in physics and astronomy. They are predicted by general relativity and could potentially be used for interstellar travel. A wormhole is a hypothetical tunnel in spacetime that connects two distant points in the universe. It is a shortcut through space and time, allowing for faster-than-light travel. The idea of a wormhole was first proposed by physicist John Wheeler in the 1950s. Since then, physicists have been exploring the possibility of using wormholes for interstellar travel. Theoretically, a wormhole could be used to travel from one point in the universe to another in a fraction of the time it would take to travel through normal space. However, creating a stable wormhole is a difficult task. It requires a large amount of energy, and the wormhole would need to be kept open for a long period of time. Additionally, the effects of gravity on the wormhole could cause it to collapse, making it impossible to use for travel. Despite the challenges, the idea of using wormholes for interstellar travel is an intriguing one. If we could find a way to create and maintain stable wormholes, it could revolutionize space exploration and open up a whole new realm of possibilities. Main idea number 15. Event horizons are boundaries in spacetime beyond which nothing, not even light, can escape. They are believed to exist around black holes and are used to define their boundaries. Event horizons are formed when matter and energy become so dense that the escape velocity exceeds the speed of light. This means that nothing, not even light, can escape the gravitational pull of the black hole. The event horizon is the point of no return, beyond which nothing can escape the black hole's gravitational pull. The event horizon is an important concept in understanding the behavior of black holes. It is the point of no return, beyond which nothing can escape the black hole's gravitational pull. It is also the boundary between the inside and outside of the black hole, and it is the point at which the effects of the black hole's gravity become so strong that even light cannot escape. This means that anything that passes the event horizon is doomed to be pulled into the black hole. The event horizon is also an important concept in understanding the behavior of the universe. It is believed that the universe is expanding, and that the event horizon is the boundary between the observable universe and the unobservable universe. This means that anything beyond the event horizon is not visible to us, and is therefore unobservable. This is why the event horizon is so important in understanding the behavior of the universe. Main idea number 16. Hawking radiation is a form of radiation that is predicted to be emitted by black holes. It is believed to be caused by quantum effects near the event horizon, and could potentially be used to study black holes. The idea of Hawking radiation was first proposed by Stephen Hawking in 1974, and is based on the principles of quantum mechanics and thermodynamics. According to Hawking, the radiation is created when particles near the event horizon of a black hole are accelerated to high energies, and then escape the black hole's gravitational pull. This process is known as Hawking radiation, and it is believed to be the only way for energy to escape a black hole. Hawking radiation has been studied extensively since its initial proposal, and has been used to explain a number of phenomena related to black holes. For example, it has been used to explain the evaporation of black holes, and the fact that they eventually disappear. It has also been used to explain the entropy of black holes, and the fact that they have a temperature. In addition, Hawking radiation has been used to explain the behavior of matter near the event horizon, and the fact that it can be accelerated to high energies. Hawking radiation is an important concept in the study of black holes, and has been used to explain a number of phenomena related to them. It is an important part of the study of quantum gravity, and is an important tool for understanding the behavior of matter near the event horizon. As such, it is an important part of the study of black holes, and is an important tool for understanding the behavior of matter near the event horizon. Main idea number 17. Gravitational lensing is a phenomenon in which light is bent by the gravitational field of a massive object. This bending of light is caused by the curvature of spacetime, which is a consequence of Einstein's general theory of relativity. When light passes near a massive object, such as a galaxy or a cluster of galaxies, its path is bent, resulting in an image of the distant object being magnified and distorted. This phenomenon is known as gravitational lensing. Gravitational lensing is used to study distant objects in the universe, such as galaxies and quasars, which are too far away to be observed directly. By studying the distorted images of these objects, astronomers can learn more about their structure and composition. Gravitational lensing can also be used to detect the presence of dark matter, which is invisible to most forms of observation. By studying the distortions caused by the gravitational field of dark matter, astronomers can map its distribution in the universe. Gravitational lensing is an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. By studying the distortions caused by the gravitational fields of massive objects, astronomers can learn more about the distribution of matter in the universe and the nature of dark matter. This knowledge can help us to better understand the evolution of the universe and the formation of galaxies and other structures. Main idea number 18. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, is a faint radiation that is believed to be the remnant of the Big Bang. It is the oldest light in the universe, dating back to the time when the universe was just 380,000 years old. The CMB is a powerful tool for studying the early universe and testing cosmological models. It is composed of photons that have been traveling through space for billions of years, and it provides us with a snapshot of the universe at a very early stage in its evolution. The CMB is an important source of information about the universe. It can be used to measure the age, composition, and geometry of the universe. It can also be used to study the formation of galaxies and other large-scale structures. By studying the CMB, we can gain insight into the physics of the early universe and the nature of dark matter and dark energy. The CMB is also an important tool for testing cosmological models. By comparing the observed CMB with theoretical predictions, we can test the validity of different cosmological models. This helps us to understand the evolution of the universe and the nature of dark energy. The CMB is an invaluable source of information about the early universe. By studying it, we can gain insight into the physics of the early universe and the nature of dark matter and dark energy. It is also an important tool for testing cosmological models and understanding the evolution of the universe. Main idea number 19. Cosmic inflation is a period of rapid expansion of the universe shortly after the Big Bang. It is believed to have occurred when the universe was just a fraction of a second old, and is thought to have lasted for a very short period of time. During this period, the universe expanded exponentially, doubling in size every 10 to 34 seconds. This rapid expansion is thought to have been driven by a form of energy known as the inflaton field, which is believed to have been responsible for the uniformity of the universe on large scales. The rapid expansion of the universe during cosmic inflation is thought to have been responsible for the origin of structure in the universe. During this period, tiny quantum fluctuations in the inflaton field were amplified, leading to the formation of galaxies, stars, and other structures. This process is known as structure formation, and is believed to be the mechanism by which the universe became populated with galaxies and other structures. Cosmic inflation is an important part of the current cosmological model, and is supported by a variety of observations. It is believed to have been responsible for the uniformity of the universe on large scales, as well as the origin of structure in the universe. It is also thought to have been responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe that is currently observed. Main idea number 20. Quantum gravity is a theory of physics that attempts to unify quantum mechanics and general relativity. It is based on the idea that the fundamental forces of nature, such as gravity, can be described by quantum mechanical principles. This means that the behavior of matter and energy on the smallest scales can be described by the same laws that govern the behavior of matter and energy on the largest scales. This could potentially lead to a better understanding of the universe and its origins. The theory of quantum gravity is still in its early stages of development, but it has already been used to explain phenomena such as black holes and the Big Bang. It has also been used to explain the behavior of matter and energy on the smallest scales, such as the behavior of particles in the quantum realm. This could potentially lead to a better understanding of the universe and its origins. The development of quantum gravity is an ongoing process, and it is likely that it will continue to evolve as new discoveries are made. It is an exciting field of research that could potentially lead to a better understanding of the universe and its origins. As the theory continues to develop, it could potentially provide us with a better understanding of the universe and its origins. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.